Oh, thank you. It's a great honor to be here at sit down, fellas. Jeez, come on. Great honor to be here at Teddy's induction and Gil's. Gil made all those great calls for so many years, and you know, it's a great honor to be up here. It's a real privilege to have coached Teddy Bruschi, and you know, I've said many times that the things that stand out about Teddy are his, and he's referred to them, his passion for football and his instinctiveness. And it's funny, you know, when we drafted him in 1996, you know, Bill, after we made the pick, walked in and said, you know, we took Bruschi to defensive lineman from Arizona, but we're going to make him a linebacker. And the defensive staff then was myself, Al Groh, Romeo Crennel, and Dante Scarnecchia. And so we sat around, and first thing we kind of said was, all right, we got him now. What are we going to do with him? it turned out that the first rookie minicamp came in there, like Teddy said, Al's teaching them, you know, kind of where to huddle is, where to go, what to do. And one thing we came out of that first rookie minicamp saying, which was really a surprise because Teddy was a defensive lineman, is, you know what, the guy can catch. He's got good hands. He can catch. So as we've seen, you know, he was a great interceptor for us and turned that into, you know, a lot of skill. But that later on that year, of course, he was you know, wasn't a big special teams player in college because he was sacking a quarterback 52 times in his career, and he became one of our best special teams players. He also had 2 sacks in the Super Bowl against Green Bay and went on to be a, you know, become a great defensive player for the New England Patriots. And I've said many times that there's no player that I've ever coached that epitomizes the football player. You know, when I look at the word football player in the dictionary, you just see Teddy Bruschi's picture there. That's the best way I can put it. And, you know, some of the comments that Matt Light just made, they're so true. He had so much passion. Didn't matter whether we were doing sprints, lifting weights, preseason game, championship game. You know, he had that same energy, that same team spirit. He brought it out there every single day, and it was awesome. And, you know, I think about a lot of the great calls that Gil has made through the years on the Patriots. And we think about a lot of the great plays that Bruschi was involved in. Think about when he tore the ball away from Edger and James against the Colts. Think about the play in the Detroit game Thanksgiving Day when he intercepted the pass in empty formation and ran it back for a touchdown. You think about the interception he had in the Miami game in the snow that sealed the championship for us. But the play that I'll never forget, the play that led to that 2001 championship, the play that I'll never forget in a snow game was 2nd and 3. And they ran an off-tackle play. We were in a bad defense. It wasn't good. And there was a hole there. I'm telling you, it was as wide as this stage. That's how big it was. And here comes John Ritchie, and here comes Charlie Gardner with the ball right behind him. And we got one guy. And that's Bruschi. And he stepped in there, he hit Ritchie, he tackled Gardner, and it was 3rd and 1. And I'm telling you, without that play, there wouldn't have been a lot of those other plays that happened that year. That was the biggest play, probably the biggest play of the season. And we remember a lot of the other ones, but I'll tell you, that's one that I'll never, ever forget. And so, you know, a lot of the guys that are in that room back there behind me, great players for this organization, but Teddy Bruschi so deserves to be there. He's such a champion in every sense of the word. He's the epitome of a football player, and it's such an honor and a privilege to have coached Teddy Bruschi. Thank you, Teddy. And I'll just say one last thing that, you know, we throw the word around a lot. You know, there's great players. There's great players, and there's great players. And Teddy Bruschi was a great, great football player because of his passion, his love, his team attitude toward the game are all second to none. Teddy, congratulations. Thank you.